This is Dave Gloatz of MrRadio.org. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you feeling today, Ben?
Much better than last week.
Good. Today we're talking about Ben's column in the October 16th, 2008 edition of the Reader titled Easy Money. This article examines whether the city's latest privatization deal is good for taxpayers, namely the city's proposal to lease Midway Airport to a private consortium for 99 years. What's magical about 99 years? Why not 100?
You know, I've asked this question. It's funny you should raise this. Great minds think alike. I've asked this question of several really smart corporate lawyer types. One person told me, and I haven't been able to prove this, if you go 100 years, it's no longer a lease and it becomes a sale, or like a relationship that lasts for 30 years. It becomes like a marriage, even if it's not married. I don't know if there's any truth that. Another corporate lawyer said it's just tradition. It's always 99 for all these long-term leases. I think it's because they want the public to think it's a good deal, like 99.
For $4.99, you get a deal.
$4.99, right. You know, so.
Well, let's move on to more substantive issues, perhaps. You quote the city's chief financial officer, Paul Volpe, as saying that the city wanted to push the Midway deal through before January because the city feared that the next president's administration might slow the deal down. How credible do you find that claim?
Well, I find it credible and a little frightening. I've argued before that the Daley administration has a very cozy relationship with President Bush and his administration, and the fact that they want to hurry up and get this thing through before either Barack Obama or John McCain takes control of federal operations indicates that it's already been tacitly approved by the people who do oversight. Given the wretched job of oversight the Bush administration has performed down through its 8 years, when everything from flood control to the markets, I would say that we're not in good hands in terms of having a final body look at this and see if it's in the public interest.
The city expects to have about $900 million that it can use on a combination of infrastructure and pensions.
Correct.
And this is all based on the state law that guides how the money can be used.
Correct.
From the Midway lease deal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how the Chicago Tribune in a recent editorial characterized it. Consider that the payoff to organized labor so it won't try to squelch a big privatization deal.
I disagree with the Chicago Tribune on so many things. I saw that and I laughed out loud, as if Chicago labor has the ability to squelch anything. They couldn't even squelch the Walmart deal. When all was said and done, Chicago labor couldn't keep Walmart out of the city. The only reason we don't have a Walmart in the city is not because Chicago labor used its so-called power to convince aldermen to block it. It's because Mayor Daley wants to keep Walmart off the table until and have peace so he can get his Olympics. As soon as they get the Olympics or don't get the Olympics, you'll see Walmart.
Just to clarify that there is a Walmart on the west side.
Yeah, there is one Walmart in the city. The second Walmart on the south side was blocked. But putting that aside, I just think it's so misleading to say that any part of this deal was structured to placate the unions. I thought it was amusing that the Tribune focused on that aspect in that editorial and then overlooked the $19 million that are going to the corporate lawyers and the corporate bond people to put this deal through. It just shows you the different emphasis between me and the Tribune.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Does it seem to you that the Daley administration crafted the state law in such a way that it gave them the blank check, $900 million?
Absolutely. They crafted it in such a way to give them a blank check. Well, this check's not really blank. I guess it's a...
Well, it's infrastructure and pensions.
Yeah.
But so the question is, why infrastructure and pensions?
Another question. In the phrase blank check, doesn't that refer to the amount of money written on the check?
Yeah, so it's not a blank check.
Okay, yeah.
Perhaps we should use a different metaphor. Perhaps carte blanche.
Yeah. Why infrastructure and pensions? Good point. I think that infrastructure is such a wide open category. As it's been explained to me by people who follow these things, essentially, when you say infrastructure and pension, you're giving Daley ultimate flexibility. You could use it on virtually anything. If he truly needs it for the pension funds, we have pension fund issues, which the mayor is trying to resolve backdoor with the unions and corporate leaders of sorts. He has this commission that's supposedly meeting to restructure these problems. But anyway, if he needs money for the pensions, he has it. And if he needs money for his Olympics, he has it, because you could argue that whatever projects he does coinciding with the Olympics would be infrastructure. If he needs money to dole out to the aldermen to keep him happy and quiet, he's got it. He's pretty much can do whatever he wants.
Well, apparently that last bit worked because there was no opposition in the city council vote on this deal.
Absolutely, and here's the reason. There were aldermen who raised very good questions about this project, and I give them credit for vigorously cross-examining Volpe, the mayor's chief financial officer. But when push came to shove, they all voted for it for a simple reason. They worried that a no vote would leave them vulnerable.
They'd have to get off the gravy train.
They would not be cut in. Mayor Daley would say to them, oh, you voted no? Well, I'm not going to give you any. So they all joined the happy chorus. So once again, there was nobody looking out for the interests of Chicagoans and the taxpayers.
And just to close this off, according to the mayor's press office, the mayor's proposed 2009 budget, which came out this week, includes the proceeds from the Midway lease. But even though the city council approved the deal, the federal government has not. But I presume that you think that that's a fait accompli because of the very good relationship that the Daley administration has with the Bush administration.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out that on the description to this interview on MrRadio.org, you can find a link to the wording of the state law that we were just talking about. One last point, Ben. I imagine that a certain number of people who manage Midway at the Department of Aviation will no longer be needed and that the city can save money on their salaries. What do you think?
I don't know about that. They didn't specify what would happen to the top brass.
We'd have to take a look at the proposed budget, perhaps.
Yeah,
and find out.
I tend to doubt that they're just going to eliminate those jobs. I suspect that there will be room for them over at the O'Hare operation to work.
What do you say, room?
Yeah, room. Room in the inn.
They'll make room.
Yeah, they'll make room.
I shouldn't be so cynical. So you're thinking that, I'm going to paraphrase what you're saying, that they have enough clout, they're not going to get the boot in spite of the budget pressures.
I don't think the purpose of selling Midway was to eliminate jobs in the bureaucracy and save money on our corporate budget. I assume that anybody who currently works at Midway for the city will find refuge somewhere else in the city. In fact, part of the deal that we're talking about that was crafted in Springfield, the overriding legislation, and this is maybe what the Tribune was fumbling to express, preserves the jobs of unionized employees at Midway.
Well, those are the people who still have to work at Midway, but I'm talking about the people whose jobs are being replaced by the consortium.
But just so you know that even if you currently work at Midway and you don't want to work at Midway if it's being run by a private operator, the city is guaranteeing that you can find other employment somewhere else in the city. So as a result of this deal,
it's pretty generous.
Yeah, conceivably, a guy who's working at Midway right now could suddenly be working
Water management.
Why not? Everybody else is. This is not about saving money on jobs. You could spin this baby a lot of different ways, but my estimations, that's not what this is about.
I think we'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky, the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.